Hello and welcome. You're listening to Journal with Jenny. This podcast will give you ideas to apply writing and journaling strategies that will help you focus on what matters most to you while exploring some of life's big questions. This is your host, Jennifer Traister, a mom, wife, teacher, learner, and expert in using journaling and writing that will empower you to write your best life story and live it. Today, our guest is a dear friend of mine who has used journaling as a catalyst during some pivotal moments in her life. Elizabeth Ellery is a photographer, website designer, and fashion industry insider who's launched two successful businesses and now uses her skills and intuition to help entrepreneurs build the perfect personal brand online. And I know I introduced you as Elizabeth, but anyone who knows you or chats with you knows you, calls you Liz. So welcome to the podcast, Liz, and we're so happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. It's so lovely, Jennifer, that we're doing this together today. And we have so many conversations all the time, so it's so lovely to have this one recorded. So great.
Yes. And what do you want our audience to know a little bit about you?
Well, what I wanted to talk about was like dreams, you know, like with journaling, I think it's all about dreaming and getting out your thoughts and stuff. And when I was 13 years old, I always knew what I wanted to be, and I wanted to be a fashion designer. So I was like hell-bent on that happening. It wasn't, you know, it was never a factor that it wouldn't happen. So I did everything that I could to do it. I went to university, I did a placement in London working for a fashion designer, and I graduated, and then I got a job working for a plus size fashion designer in London. And I worked for the same company because I enjoyed it so much for a decade, and it was amazing. But about 8 years into that, I met a woman that was came into a sample sale. And she told me to read this book, and it was called You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. And I wonder if any of your listeners have read that book, you'll know how life-changing it can be. And for someone like me that was a little bit cynical about personal development, having a VP of an international bank who was high up in finance, sort of, that was completely different to how I viewed somebody that would read personal development, telling me to read this book, it just, I think all of my cynical side sort of melted away. And I just became on this journey of realizing that I could do and be anything I wanted to be. And this same author released a second book. And when she did that, I started looking for a life coach. And it was that weekend, my mother's 60th birthday weekend, and we went out to the countryside for it. And Jen Sincero was actually gonna be near where I was staying, and she was hosting a lunch. Yeah, she was hosting a lunch, and I thought, I'm going to go to that. So I had my mum's 60th on the Friday, Saturday, and I went and met Jen on the Sunday. And I'll always remember at this period when I was at this bed and breakfast in the countryside with my mum and dad. I had my own room, and I just remember I'd only recently started journaling. And I bought, you know, I'm a bit of a accessories nerd, and I'm like obsessed with accessories. And I bought this journal from Kiki K, and it was inspirational, and it was that she has all these inspirational quotes in there, and I absolutely loved it. And I got this journal, I was writing in it, just saying, I'm so excited about meeting Jen tomorrow. And, you know, the woman that's hosting it with her, maybe she could be my coach. And I just remember all these excitement of writing in here. And then I decided that I wanted to work with her after meeting her. And on the Monday, I went into work, and I remember sitting there at my desk after this like life-changing weekend. And I just remember thinking, I don't want to be here. And I had this excruciating pain in my stomach, and I thought that it was something really wrong with me. And my boss drove me home, and I went to the hospital. I went to A&E, and I remember lying on the bed, and the guy, you know, who wasn't I think he was from India, the doctor that saw me. And I remember him poking and prodding my stomach. And I remember the first thing that he said to me was, "Are you happy?" And I was just like mind blown.
Wow.
This guy had asked me that. That was the first thing that he asked me. And I said, "No, I'm not." And I don't think I quite realized it up until that point. And that was so pivotal. And, you know, and I'd been journaling about stuff in my journal, and it's, you know, what I do is I get my feelings out there. And, you know, this guy, it took this doctor saying that to me, journaling in my book, that really got me on the path of, you know, what I'm doing now, which is a photographer and website designer for female entrepreneurs. And part of that was when I was looking for a coach myself before meeting the one I worked with. I didn't connect with any of them online emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I had this light bulb moment of, oh my gosh, that's what I do. I can photograph these women. I can design their websites and truly get who they are across, because I'd worked for, you know, the CEO of this company for 10 years and saw how amazing personal branding was for her business in the time of social media when that came out. As soon as our customers got to see behind the scenes of actually who the names, you know, the design labels, namesake, once they got to meet her, that, you know, that's when they really got interested in the actual ethos of the brand. And that's, I knew how to do that for people. So yeah, that's pretty much me.
Wow. And you did you always use journaling before this moment, or what, did it come about when you started reading Jen's books?
It was after I read Jen's book. Mm-hmm. I think I just immersed myself in personal development. I did her 8-week to badass course, where you have to have one goal at the end of it. And mine ended up being that I set up a business selling inspirational phone cases that I designed and got made and got featured in UK national papers. And I think around, you know, I was attending events like conferences in LA, which was like really new for me. And I think it was around that time when I was setting up that business of inspirational products that I came across Keith Kay, and they have all these beautiful journals, and I bought one. And then I, you know, when Jen released the second book, I think it was around that time, I'd only just started journaling for about 2 or 3 weeks. So it's quite new to me, but it was very instinctive.
Cool.
You know, I know that lots of people, you know, that you're going to help, you know, need prompts and stuff. But for me, it just felt like natural.
It's very intuitive.
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you when you started that?
Oh, 32, yeah. I think. Yeah.
So you can start at any age, you know, it doesn't matter, and it can just come to you like that.
Yeah, 100%.
I never knew the story about you with the pain in your stomach. And
did you not? Did I
not
tell you that?
No.
I thought you looked a bit, you know, you sounded a bit surprised. Yeah, I was just, can you imagine
no.
a Western doctor saying to you, well, you know, I suppose he's, you know, maybe because he's, you know, not born and bred here. I don't know if, you know, like the Eastern way is a little bit more like that. I think they understand that happy, you know, that these pains that we have sometimes, they're not always a physical thing. It's an emotional thing. You know, that's the whole thing of journaling, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Once it's on the page, you have to confront it and you see it and it becomes real. And even if you weren't admitting it to yourself day to day when you're going to work, once you wrote
it down, you know,
changes.
if you've got stress, if you're stressed at work, you know I had a friend that's, you know, had a job and she was really stressed at work, and like she had a really bad like bowel problems with it. And it does, I think it shows up in things like IBS.
Yeah.
And I know that when you are stressed, you get ulcers, you know, you get these symptoms that are physical in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's incredible.
So how do you use journaling and writing now, either personally and or in your business?
Well, I think what I love about journaling is that if you're going through things, you know, you might have a phase of like you're journaling every day. Maybe, you know, sometimes you're journaling in the morning and in the evening. But then when everything seems to be, you know, everything's sort of going okay for me personally, you know, I don't journal as much. I don't feel the need to get my thoughts out on paper. But if I'm going through something or something feels really important, then I will journal it. And I don't know if I've ever really gone back and read my journals. For me, it's just a form of getting my emotions out there. You know, it's never to be reread.
Right. It's almost like a therapy where you're releasing it.
Yeah.
Do you ever throw your journals away or burn pages or anything like that?
No, I have. I'm just like thinking, who is going to listen to this? Like, I'm wondering if anybody that I know. But I definitely have. I have my journals, and I want to keep them because I buy the same journal every time. I nearly had a heart attack when I found out that this company I buy them from has gone into administration. I went into a panic buy, like, wanting to buy them all, but they don't sell them in the UK, so I have to get them shipped to Australia. But yeah, my thoughts about keeping them is I've said to friends, like, if something happens to me, you need to, like, burn my journals.
I have a friend like that too. We have a pact, like, just burn them all. Like,
it's like your darkest, deepest thoughts, and you know, and it's also your darkest, deepest personal thoughts.
Yeah.
And you know, and sometimes you can be really scathing about people because you know they're never going to read it. Mm-hmm. You're getting your thoughts out, but also you have to get those thoughts out, but it might not necessarily be how you feel, because I've written things about, you know, definitely family members where I'm like, ah, and you know, really angry.
Yeah.
And then like by through writing, I'm able to, like, you know, if you could read one or two of them, you know, on one of my lengthier posts, you know, sometimes it's just 2-3 pages, you know, sometimes it's 20, and you'll see like how I started it maybe was really angry, and then towards the end of it I've been able to sort of humanize them and say, mm-hmm. well, they just did their best, you know, and right. and what could they do? Or it might start that I'm like, you know, just nicely writing about them, and then by the end of it I'm like, and this happened, you know. You just never know where it's going to go, but it always makes me feel better, even if that better is sad and I've cried. Mm-hmm. But it's like lethargic. Is lethargic the right way? Cathartic,
yes.
not lethargic is tired.
And do you
but
feel
I'm probably tired too.
When you release those feelings on the page, you know, from your head to your hand and onto the paper, do you feel like once they're released it creates space for something better, more positive, or more creativity for you?
Yeah, I think I always feel spent, not always spent, but you know, I find that when I'm writing, it's like my hand has a mind of its own. It can't write fast enough. It's just mm-hmm. this emotional spillage. And it's like when you cry, you know, right. And often I will cry when I journal. Mm-hmm. And when you cry, it's you're releasing something. You're releasing emotion, so that then it's like when a storm's there and you see the grey clouds, that, you know, the rain comes down and it's released, and then the sky is clear,
right.
And it can shine again. And that's how I see it.
Right.
I felt like that was really poetic. I didn't say it's poetic. I know some might, but I'm like, oh, that was really good, Liz.
I love it. Okay, so now you said you write feelings down, but do you also write like dreams or prayers or manifestations, or do you write to get some direction?
I write everything, Jennifer. Like, I'm like, a lot of it is emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's just trying to understand problems. But then it's also like my hopes and dreams. You know, I've written out in here, like, my dream man that mm-hmm. I want to, like, be with in the future. I've written out, like, my dream home, where I want to be in 5 years or 10 years. You know, I don't so often write about, and today this happened and it was lovely and right. It was really nice, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, that's not sort of how I journal.
Right. Yeah, I think I've told you that before I met my husband, Aaron, you know, I was single and dating, and I was a single mom, and I started writing down, like, my dream man, like, characteristics of things I wanted or didn't want, you know, with each person I was dating, you get more clarity. But I had this list of things, and then when I was like, okay, it'll be what it'll be. I don't know if I'll ever find anybody. And you know how they say, when you quit looking, then there it is. And that happened yeah. with Aaron in here. I remember looking at that journal page and I was like, yeah, like he's pretty much fits all these characteristics. And I even had him read them. He was like, you made a list? It's like, well, yeah, I wanted to get the right guy. I had to get like clarity on what I wanted yeah. and didn't want. And I think it's really helpful just to gain clarity and be very specific about what you want out of life, or yeah. even like what you want out of a home. And some of those things are coming true for you, which is pretty cool.
Mm, yeah, 100%, 100%. I think that's, you know, I was talking recently with a friend and just saying, you know, I think we're always like, oh, I'm not exactly where I want to be. And then she's like, yeah, but Liz, look at you. And then you're like, oh yeah, I wanted to do this and I did it. And I wanted to do this and I did it. Mm-hmm. And it's like all of these things that are quite scary, I've actually done them.
Yeah.
But it's also, I'm in quite a bit of an up level at the moment that I'm just realizing that, you know, these things that I set my mind on that I thought were quite easy and aren't scary for me, but might be for others, that I could apply them to other aspects of my life. I think actually, mm-hmm. talking with you now, Jennifer, I think I'm going to start really journaling on like the manifesting the man thing and, mm-hmm. and all those attributes that you want. I think I'm going to start doing that, like really getting clear on my business side of things and like what I really want. Mm-hmm. And like developing that mindset as if it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, they say mm-hmm. to write in the present tense as if it is already true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there a certain practice you have? Like, do you get up in the morning and write? Or is there anything that you do specifically?
No, I think it's just like I was sort of saying earlier, is that I just write when I feel mm-hmm. the need to. It's all like everything is very emotional for me with it. It's just when mm-hmm. when I want to, like, yeah. So that's actually right. I don't know, I think you were, you know, like talking about excerpts or something mm-hmm. From the journal. I know that, you know, I've listened to one of your podcasts in the past and you've asked them for an excerpt from, you know, something that they've had. And when I was talking about being emotional, that's when I write. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought, well, you know, if you asked me, do I have an excerpt? And I thought, oh gosh, you know, do I have anything? And I thought, well, I'll open up my journal and see what I could maybe read out mm-hmm. that wasn't too personal. And then I thought, wow, you know what? I'm really glad that we're having this conversation now. So I'm going to read you my last entry.
Okay.
And I think that's really interesting, that it's not something that I've gone through and curated to find the really beautiful thing that I was going to say. Mm-hmm. And it's quite vulnerable for me to be talking about this, because I think, you know, when you are in business, you want everybody to see you as like solid gold right. and like Teflon, like nothing can touch you and you are up there. And I think what had happened is I'd just recently seen a friend that I'd not seen in a long time, and they were super successful in a different field to what I'm in. Like, she's in finance, on like sort of crazy banker sort of salary. And I think that what I've always done is I've equated that higher salary to sort of people's worth. And that's something that I definitely journal on to try and like get rid of that thought process. And I think that what I do a lot is when I'm with people like that, or that I have this believing of, because they don't feel like that about me, it's all in my head, and they don't, you know, like, well, maybe some do think they're above people, but like not this friend or anything. And and I feel like that when they start, I ask them their opinion or their advice, and I feel like I end up going, you know, oh yes, thank you, you know, like I'm like taking scraps and stuff, and I'm not having my sovereignty, you know, and like standing in my power on the same level. And I put people on pedestals a lot. Yeah, I feel quite vulnerable saying that, and I don't know if others do, but yeah, that's what I wanted to read you right now. So the backstory of that is that I'd seen her, and then I just I started the post. I'm not going to read all of it, but I think I said, gosh, it was this night, was it? Crazy. I'd been out and I'd had a nap at 6 o'clock. I think it was the day after that I wrote about this meeting with her, and it was 6 o'clock in the evening, and I'd had a nap, and because I was so tired and like quite emotionally raw from like stuff that had been coming up for me with business things personally. So I had a nap, and then it was like 2 a.m. and I'd been working, and I'd listened to a business podcast that like stopped at like 10 past 2 in the morning. I stopped listening to it. And like to listen to something where your mind's going to be going wild. So I said, okay, so it's 2:21 a.m. Now I listened to a biz podcast until 2 a.m. What was I thinking? Obviously my mind is in overdraft right now. And then it sort of goes on, and I'm just sort of talking about like all of these ideas that I had and what am I doing. And then I start getting frustrated with myself about how I'd acted with this woman, and like not standing in my power. And then I realized that it was quite one of the things when I'd been asking for advice, you know, she's not in my field of what I do. And it brought up a lot of stuff for me. And then it brought up another situation where this had happened with somebody else. And that got me really angry. And then I was like really riled up, and I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to have to journal this. And it was like the lights were out. I think it was like, yeah, 2:21 a.m. And I just had to put the light on and get my journal out. And then I just like wrote 4 pages. And then I just said something like, I feel sometimes not myself, and how I behave around her. Not as if I'm below her at all, though I hate it when I do my whole gratitude, thank you, sir, thank you routine. It's genuine, but it makes me feel like I've lost my power, sovereignty, when I behave like that. And then I wrote, no, you know, and I just thought, right, okay, I've spent a lot of this post, this writing thing, sort of ranting and like hating on myself. And then I thought, I don't want to do that. I want, you know, how can I switch this really quickly, rather than this just being a journal entry where I've got everything out and then I go to sleep.
Right.
I thought, no, I'm gonna end this journal entry with like all of the things that I've learned over the years about switching it. So I said, it makes me feel like I've lost my power, sovereignty, when I behave like that. Nobody is above me. We are all equal. I will stop caring so much about what others think of me or what I believe they think of me and how it affects my mood and how I think of me. I am stepping into the beautiful woman that I am. I am kind. I am successful. I can do whatever I put my mind to. I am productive when I need to be. I am wealthy. I lose weight easily. I am strong. I am empowered. I am talented. I am beautiful. I am sexy. I am gorgeous. I am loved. I love myself. I am enough.
Aww.
And then, yeah, and I and that's that. How I ended it. And I went to sleep quite shortly after that.
And you know, I find, and you know, just listening to what you wrote and explained, that writing is really about discovery, but also just realizing all the resources are there. You know, we might be going out and asking everybody for help or this and that, but then coming back to like, no, really, I am all these things already. Like, I already know what I need. I know what I want. I know who I am. And I think discovering that and realizing those resources are already there through your journal entry, I just think that's really beautiful.
Yeah, I have a very big tendency to ask everybody their opinions. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm really working on, is that I want to start trusting myself more, not look mm-hmm. to others for like for validation. Yeah, and that it's been helping a little bit. I still have a way to go.
Yeah, I found you can listen to yourself through your writing, which sounds weird because you're talking to yourself all day, but inside your head. But I find that when I start writing, it's like, well, all the answers are there. Like, they're all inside me already. I already know.
I love you saying that. It makes me think, you know, at the moment I'm going through really trying to, you know, been in business 2.5 years, and I know who my customer is, but really getting to know who that customer is and really knowing what my messaging is. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when I've been speaking to a few of my business friends and stuff, mm-hmm. especially one that's super spiritual, and she just said to me, you have all the answers.
Yeah.
You're asking us for it, but you know it already. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, but can you just like help me with like, what's this title meant to be? I asked you that. Can we just help me with some titles that could be really good for like posts? And it is just like, it's all within you. You just need to mm-hmm. like stop being so frantic and just sit back.
Oh, I love it. Journaling can just bring all of that out.
Yeah.
So do you have any other good stories or things you want to share about writing and journaling, like breakthroughs you've had or just any experiences that you want to share with the audience?
Well, I think because it's been lockdown, we're coming out of lockdown, have been for a little while in the UK anyway. And as of this recording, so I've recently moved. My journey was that I was, you know, I told you I got the job in London. I was living in London for 13 years, and I sort of reevaluated what I wanted to do with my life and where was I going. Did I want to be in London anymore? And I was like, well, I want to buy a house at some point, so I need to save a deposit. So I went back to my parents' house for a year, and about 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, I moved out from there, and I've moved to the Cotswolds, which is a really beautiful countryside part of the UK. Mm-hmm. And, while I was in lockdown, it was, you know, there was lots going on, you know, we're surrounded by our family and stuff. And I think lots of stuff came up from the past for me. All of us, we've all got stories and things from our past with our families, and you know, sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not so great, but it brought a lot of stuff up that I don't think I'd dealt with or like really examined so much. Mm-hmm. And it was a hot pot of emotions, stress, everything in that household, which I think will be the same for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I remember, it's not even, things that I've forgotten about or grudges that I might have had that I didn't even realize I had. I think journaling during that time really helped me to sort of, you know, get really angry and get all of these thoughts out. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's probably, it's not good for your body when that's all in there. And you don't even know it. A lot of it's subconscious. But when you start writing, it unlocks something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it was a really hard time. And I remember my mum and I, you know, at one point, you know, we were quite quiet for a little time. And then, like, with the space and the time between us, it really helped me, all of these maybe resentments and anger that I had, just like journaling on it and the anger or whatever. But then, like, just the realization of just, you know, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. We're all working. We're all human beings. Mm-hmm. And I was just really able to really get that, and it really hit home. And so a lot of that has happened in even the last 2 months, and it's just been beautiful. And I feel really healed from lots of stuff. I didn't even realize I needed to be, you know, healing from.
Yeah.
And you know, and it wasn't even like it was, it's been so lovely for so many years. And it wasn't that it was awful or anything, but there were just things that had come up, and mm-hmm. you know, maybe my opinions on sort of things, and it made me have conversations with my family, mm-hmm. and we like opened up discussions that you know, things we'd spoken about that we'd never really spoken about, mm-hmm. that were really hard, and it was hard for everybody. I journaled about it, mm-hmm. and then because of that, now I just feel like I'm in the healthiest place it can be. I think obviously these things might take even more time and stuff, but you know, it all feels really good.
Yeah, and just through journaling, you can clear so many blocks, and then it mm. opens you up to see different perspectives, like you were saying, not just yours, but other maybe family members or relationships, but helps you gain perspective on the whole situation and then also heal from it.
Yeah, because you can be, when you're in your journal, you can be as selfish as you want. You know, even sometimes right. I'm like, oh, can I really write that? What happens if my journal is found? But like, you can be so honest and so selfish. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just about you. It's just your thoughts. Mm-hmm. But then because you've been, you know, you've been so selfish with like really just on yourself, like, I think it allows you to actually take a step back once you've got it all out and see that perspective, mm-hmm. and like actually say, maybe they did have a point. Right. Or, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, good. Is there anything else you want to share or anything before we sign off here?
Yeah, I think, you know, just going back to what I was talking about at the beginning of the conversation about like my job, you know, like when I was working for 10 years for this company, I think there are a lot, and I've got this through journaling too, is that realizing personal development and stuff is, I've like realized a lot more of my talents. Mm-hmm. You know, and things that I used to think were bad things or whatever, I think now I'm just like, wow, like, so one of my things is that I'm very intuitive, mm-hmm. and I didn't realize that that was such a sort of superpower that you could have.
Right.
And it's really, you know, when we met, you know, we met through an online course and stuff, and I designed your website and did your mm-hmm. photography. So for me, it was a really holistic approach. Like when you journal, you know, it's all your deepest thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm really able to get these thoughts maybe that you might be journaling about, like, I really want my brand to be this, and I'm not quite sure, but I want it to be the truest reflection of me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I love doing.
You're cut out there.
It's quite, you know, spooky really. Like, and I don't know if that is through journaling, getting through to my own you know, just hitting something a bit deeper. I'm not sure, but it's all just a process, so it can help. I don't know, I feel like it has helped me with my job. Mm-hmm. And being able to see that of people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so maybe a takeaway for other people is the more you journal, you'll see things about yourself and how it helps you in, you know, these qualities that you thought, you know, weren't really big deals. You can actually be like, oh, actually, that is what I do. And I can help people with that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So if anybody is, you know, listening to this and they want to follow their dreams, like I had that hospital appointment. And within 6 months of having that, I'd handed in my notice, and I'd left my job of 10 years, which was a really scary, mm-hmm. scary thing for me. And I did it, and I had, you know, I earned my half yearly salary in like my first proper month of business because I took that leap of faith. And I think, you know, you know, write down your dreams, and if there is something that you want to do, go and do it. And if you need somebody to do photography and website design, here I am.
Yes, she is your girl. She will help you find what you really want to share through the website and through your pictures. Like, it's like you can get to the heart of your clients.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much, Liz. I'm so happy to have you on the podcast, and thanks for sharing.
And thank you for having me. And I look forward to more of our conversations together, you and I, and look forward to hearing the conversations that you have.
I want to thank you for joining Liz and I today on the podcast. Now go write your day into a beautiful story. Remember to subscribe wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. You can get in touch through my website, jennifertraister.com. Until next time, I'm Jennifer Traister. Thank you for joining me. And remember, you have the power to write your own story and live it.